All right, boys. Well, time of the week where we get to chat to one of the players and have a bit of an insight into things. Today we've got young Riley Filthorpe.
Yes.
From the Adelaide Crows. Pick number two last year. Played a couple of games now. And
burst onto the scene.
Didn't he just? Yes. What was it, six in his
Five?
Debut?
Five?
Yeah. Jeez, that's some kind of debut.
Yeah.
Anyway, mate, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Now, I guess, how's the transition been? I guess we've probably spoken to you earlier in the year, but now you've actually cemented yourself and played a few games. How have you been finding it?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Obviously, living out most childhood dreams for young boys. So, it's been really exciting and really lucky to get a few games under my belt.
Hey, the bad losses you've had this year, you've lost contested possession and got smacked in the clearances, but you're actually in front in contested possessions and basically pretty even with clearance. That's a positive to take out of the game against the top six side.
Yeah, there's a lot of promising stuff from us, I think. I think we showed a glimpse of what we're going to be in the future, which is really exciting, but unfortunately couldn't get the job done.
What was the theme of the review like? Was it a positive one? Was it a missed opportunity one? Or was it, you know, we'll use some of this and take it into next week?
Yeah, it was a bit of all of that. I think Nixie tried to keep it pretty positive. We obviously had about a 15-minute lapse where Darling managed to kick a few goals, which sort of hurt us in the end, and that was the margin in the end, so that hurt us. But I think we played pretty well against a really classy side. It was good to see.
Hey, Riley, you're four games into your career. In terms of your role, have you had a similar role each week, or is it changing?
No, it's been pretty similar. I think just competing and, you know, bringing what I bring, not trying to do too much sort of thing's been the main theme throughout it. You know, obviously you had to play on the wing a bit, which has been a bit exciting, and played in the ruck against Mummy, which was a bit
scary.
Pretty interesting as well.
Scary.
Thrown everywhere.
He likes to club young kids. You're lucky to get out of it and play the next week.
He was actually one of the nicest blokes I've ever met. So
really?
Big surprise. Yeah, he was awesome.
What, did he have a chat to you after the game, did he?
Yeah, he was awesome. Just had a little chat with him. Pretty much just said good luck and keep doing what you're doing sort of thing. That was good.
I've always found him pretty good like that.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, after he clubs you.
That's, yeah, I was going to say, he's always
generally not a bad guy.
Especially after they win as well. He's always happy to have a chat, isn't he?
He has a chat to you normally after because he's clubbed you and asked you to help him out at the tribunal. Hey, Jake Lever and Stephen May are having a huge influence on the D's this year, and they're 9 and 0. You'll probably get one of them. Do you have a look at someone possibly locking down on them? Because their intercept abilities they start all their scoring chains across halfback, and they rely on those guys taking intercept marks. Do you send someone to them to lock them down?
Yeah, well, they've obviously had a great start to the year, and they're great players. I'm not too sure yet. I think we'll have that talk tomorrow, and they'll tell us what they want us to do.
Hey, Tex Walker missed last week. Be nice to have him back again. And what happened last week? Just couldn't be bothered getting on the plane at Perth? Yeah. Or what happened?
Had to feed the dogs.
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think he's just pull up a bit sore, but he'll be ready this week and backfiring, I think. Hopefully another bag for him.
Ned McHenry back as well?
Yeah, he's up for selection as long as he passed the concussion test, I think. So it'll be good to have those two back.
No, very good, mate. Now, I'll take it, are you around the day off at the moment? What are you getting up to?
Golf. Or what is Jars ask? Pottery?
What's the day off look like at the
Badminton?
Moment, mate?
I've had to take a break from golf. It's killing my mental stability. So
what
I'm
do you
having
mean?
A little bit of a break.
What have you got, the shanks?
He needs a couple of tips from you.
Yeah, it's not going well for me at the moment. So I've had a little break.
You haven't snapped
I'm just
any,
relaxing today.
You haven't snapped any clubs or thrown you? I threw a putter in the water once.
No, I haven't done anything like that, unfortunately.
Bluey's number one tip, just keep the foot wedge nice and close.
Oh. Oh. Just start cheating. That'll always help.
That is a low blow. It's a Riley, you've got to be better than Jar. So Jar's last three rounds have been 122, 122 and 109. Tell me you got him covered.
No, a little bit better than that, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, what, 121, 121,
108? Hey, Riley, thanks for your time, mate, on the Rush Hour. Really appreciate it. We're loving what we're seeing at the moment, and good luck against the undefeated D's. I reckon you're half a chance this
Take
weekend.
Take them on, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, boys. Thanks for the chat.
Good young man, Riley Filthorpe.